Hello again, and welcome back to the introduction to part 3, Freedom from Self-Doubt, 3 Fast, Easy Ways to Boost Your Self-Love and Accept Your Magnificence. I'm Kit Fury, the creator of this guided self-study program, and I'm here to help you transmute and transcend those limiting and illusory patterns that have disconnected you from the full and free expression of your true self, also known as your divine essence, your higher self, or whatever concept or words you use to connote that higher part of your being, your true essence, that part of you that is beyond ego. So I'm going to lay out where we're headed. And again, know that as I talk, I'm already working at the higher levels of consciousness, as are your I Am presence and your subconscious. It takes me far longer to explain what's happening than it does to actually get results. Remember that your other than conscious mind processes information at the rate of 400 billion bits of data per second, and that your intent travels faster than the speed of light, unlimited by time and space. So we are really going big picture in this portion of the program. So I'm going to do a quick recap for the benefit of gathering up even deeper layers of patterns that we've addressed so far. Again, directing all your levels of consciousness, known and unknown, across all time, space, dimensions, worlds, and realities, to place into your sphere all the limiting patterns that are in any way associated with everything that we've addressed in this program, everything that's out of alignment with the highest vibrational frequency that it serves you to maintain on all levels now. We're engaging universal consciousness, that level of oneness where we access the field of limitless potential, where everything is possible and is the result of unfettered choice. I'm offering you the suggestion that it may serve you to release now all patterns and vibrational frequencies that resonate at less than 425 hertz. That is the frequency of the zero-point field, of stillness, of neutrality. And we'll go into that more in a moment. But when you are vibrating at a frequency of 425 hertz and higher, that creates more space, if you will, for your essence to sink down into your cells, to actually be embodied. So let's review where we've been so far in this program. In part one, you identified qualities in heroes and sheroes you admire. You chose the 3 qualities or characteristics that you most value, and you actually embodied them. Then you floated above the timeline of your life, and you became aware of all the times that you saw, felt, or heard judgments, criticisms, pain, isolation, disconnection, and you gathered up all those memories and patterns and you placed them in your sphere to be transmuted. Then you had the experience of looking at yourself through the eyes of someone who loves you, and you noticed all the ways you treat yourself that are out of alignment with how that person sees you. Then you identified patterns that you chose to change or choose to change, and you placed those patterns in your sphere. Please know that if more limiting patterns have emerged into your conscious awareness, just go ahead and place those patterns in the sphere for transforming and transmuting. Your sphere is actually a tool for you to use lifelong if you choose. It's powerful and it's as useful to you as you allow it to be. In part 2, we went after specific beliefs and patterns that interfere with the full expression and enjoyment of the 3 broad categories of core human desires. You used your all-clear cue for that segment of the program. You did a pre- and post-calibration so that you now have a read on where you stand regarding your relationship to yourself, especially as it relates to self-love and self-acceptance. Remember that your subconscious is literal, and research shows that it's important to be as specific and detailed as possible in order to get the subconscious to access patterns for clearing. The belief statements that we addressed in part two were detailed, and I invited you to take your clearings even deeper by going back and revisiting anything that you noticed that had flared up or caught your attention as we did that segment of the program. The core limiting patterns are like the hidden part of an iceberg. As the layer of the patterns is addressed, other aspects or layers emerge. Of course, it's absolutely possible to laser into the center of the iceberg. However, I will tell you that core limiting patterns are very complex, and typically to dissolve an entire cluster of something as huge as concerns or doubts about significance and self-worth is more likely to come from working one-on-one, where I'm able to really dance with what your other than conscious mind offers up in the way of clues and suggestions and answers. So now for part three, this final stage of your journey, we are going to focus on the really big picture. We're going to be engaging your I Am presence, that part of you that lives in universal consciousness, that part of you that knows everything and that is your unique spark of all that is. I like the term soul signature for that spark of the divine that is you. Now remember my earlier invitation to you to substitute whatever words or concepts are comfortable for you. It really would be a shame to allow words to bog us down when the intent of the heart is for you to be able to unlock past limitation, to step into the freedom of your fullest expression of who you can be and are. Might be nice to assure your little human mind that it does not have a role to play during this part of the program. The only thing that we ask of it is that it follow my instructions. Your head does not have any problems to solve or anything to figure out. And remind your mind that you're safe and that you can just allow your ego mind to settle into the background. Trust your knowing. Allow the wisdom of your heart to come to the forefront of this experience. Allow yourself to access your divine consciousness. I find it helpful sometimes to just place my hand on my heart. That helps me settle down out of that mental body down into my heart. Know that all of the work is going to be handled by your other than conscious mind. If your conscious mind feels confused or annoyed or rebellious, that is absolutely okay. Just use your all clear cue for each of those other than optimum experiences. Now for this segment of the program, we're going to be working at a level that is in fact beyond the capacity of your conscious mind. I'll be couching what we do in terms of metaphors so that your conscious mind will get the gist of what we're doing. But stay with me, even though your conscious mind may be telling you that it doesn't want to do this, or that it doesn't understand it, or it doesn't get it, or what's the whole point? That's just a coping mechanism, the intention of which is to keep you safe, and we are simply updating all those patterns so that you can cast aside the illusion and step into living as your I Am presence, as your essence. It is your I Am presence that will be leading your subconscious in this dance. Your conscious mind can just gently relax, comfortably sit this dance out. This is the part also where we gather up patterns from your divine network. All of those blessed beings that you have connected with directly or indirectly. And we do that in order to expand not only the patterns that we want to clear, but it's also a way of creating synergy. And then we offer that gift back to those beings at the level of higher consciousness. And I'm able to do that because I'm a certified practitioner of the Serenity Vibration Healing modality, which puts that mechanism in place. Because I love the map of consciousness developed by Dr. David Hawkins, And you can find a copy of that in his book, Power Versus Force, if you're so inclined. We are going to refer to his list of unresourceful emotions. Those emotions that on his scale are below 500, and by definition, I'm going to say those emotions that vibrate at lower than 528 hertz. We're going to mop up emotions like shame, guilt, grief, anger. And I invite you, if you have memories, if you have feelings, if words for emotions come up, put them in your sphere. This is a joint effort here that we are creating in terms of leveraging both my capacity to lay out stepping stones, but your innate knowledge of your experience. I'm very results-oriented, so my emphasis is going to be on leveraging time and effort as we maximize results and we reduce our processes to their simplest forms. I would like to acknowledge the work of others that has inspired me as I continue to polish and hone my work in the world. I'm very grateful to stand on the shoulders of Jill Marie, Patricia Cota Robles, Dr. Bradley Nelson, Dr. Dane Heer, Greg Braden, Kenji Kumara, Crystal Hughes, Christy Marie Sheldon, just to name a few of the people whose work has inspired me in one way or another. So first up in part three, when we get into the exercise, we're going to do a quick grounding and centering exercise. In the event you haven't had a chance to meditate before starting the session, we do the grounding and centering in order to maximize our benefits, and I am also a stickler for putting a buffer in place to deflect chaotic energy. I am not so naive as to think that the only energies floating around in my world are at 528 hertz and above. Nope, there's dense energy floating around in the form of thought forms and bubbles of energy, and quite frankly, putting buffers in place calms my world, gives me peace of mind, and consequently we're going to put those same buffers in place before we do our deeper work. There will come a time, I acknowledge, when our energy systems are so clear that we absolutely have no limiting Velcro for this energy that's around us to stick to. But in my opinion, that's not today, so we're going to take the time to put some energetic shields in place. Go ahead and think of this next segment as asking your I Am presence to pull out the quantum vacuum and transmute your energetic dust bunnies, all those limiting patterns of any sort. And we're going to leave in their place perfected divine ideal blueprints. We'll actually download those blueprints from Source. And then I will invite your I Am presence to delete everything that's out of alignment with Source's patterns of perfection. The grounding and the centering exercise increase the oomph of our cosmic vacuum by increasing our frequency and also putting the buffer in place. And again, what we're doing in this introduction is giving your conscious mind something to grasp onto. So this completes the introduction to part three. When you are ready, I'll join you there.